So there's no setup. The overcusser, of course, is a guy who cusses. Every sentence is just littered with F-bombs and F-bombs. The sentences that he uses are vehicles for curse words, and that's it.
I mean, and the desired reaction here is to either get the guy laughing, cussing himself, or to remark on how much cussing you're doing, right?
Right, and he did the latter.
Okay.
All right, well, let's listen to the overcusser and Baron Wortham.
Hey, Baron, you got a sec?
Sure, man. Go ahead.
Just wondering. Well, first off, where are you from? Well, you're from f***ing Everman, right?
Yeah, I'm from Everman, man. Wow, okay. Yeah.
That's pretty much a trip growing up in, I mean, you're close as shit to Dallas. So were you just a huge f***ing Cowboy fan?
Yeah, I'm pretty much. I'm a huge fan, man. Wow. It's kind of interesting. All this cussing you're doing here, man.
Is it bothering you? I mean, I'll stop if you want to.
I mean, I don't know if it's bothering me or not, but, I guess it is. But, is that your thing? I go with it.
Okay. You went to UTEP out there. What's that in El Paso, right? A lot of Mexicans out there?
Yeah, a lot of my Mexican buddies out there, it's kind of wild, I don't know. Maybe if you were interviewing one of them, what would they think of all this cussing you're doing right now?
I don't know, man. I mean, I have no idea. Did you ever go to Juarez and get your groove on with any of those chicks over there?
I went to Juarez a couple of times, never grooved on any chicks or not. I never really got into that, but it was always fun to go over.
Did you just go over there and get drunk as
freshman year I did, but, I stopped drinking a long time ago, so,
No more drinking for you?
No drinking for me, man. I'm just focusing on some high power now.
So you went to the Super Bowl last year, which your whole family must have been Barons in the mother Super Bowl. Were you thinking the same thing?
I wasn't thinking it in that sense, but.
I mean, if this is bothering y'all, quit cussing.
Just wild, man. You just got a dirty little mouth, don't you? Watch your mouth out with soap. Bought some ivory liquid to put in there.
Hey, I hear you. All right, so are you still kind of in awe that you're playing with these guys? Every day you walk in, you're like, there's mother Troy and Emmett and all those guys.
Yeah, I mean, at first it was kind of like, man, it's a trip. But now it's kind of like, if you've been around them for a while, so it just kind of gets dull. So,
what do you think about going down to the McAllen? I mean, it's kind of, because next year you're going to go down to the border towns again. Just be like, wow, I'm back in college again.
I thought about that, but just kind of just go with, hey, Jerry's the man, he pays the bills, he can do whatever he wants to. Well, I'm just kind of go with him.
This team go to the Super Bowl like you went to last year?
Well, I hope we go to the bowl.
All right, if you do, I'm going to come interview. Is this the most a guy's ever cussed at you during an interview?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. You're about the cussingest son of a gun I've ever been around in my whole life, But, hey, whatever floats your boat.
All right, when you go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to come back and do the same thing, okay?
Yeah, all right, man.
All right, thanks, Baron.
All right, big round of applause out here at Guys Night Out for the overcusser. Boy, it didn't take him long to figure it out, did he?
You're about to cussing this son of a gun. That's got to be a drop expo. You got to pull that off.
Oh, yes.
You're the cussing son of a gun. I love the overcussing.